The snow had fallen on Sunday night, 15 inches of it. Streets in Queens were still impassable the following Wednesday.
They did not protect that much snow, so the city really wasn't prepared for it.
The blizzard of February 1969 ended up killing 42 people in the city, but it holds a special place in municipal politics, says UMass Boston history professor Vincent Cannato.
Every mayor in every large city in America learned that you have to clean the streets.
He says it's the most tangible barometer of how well city government works, and for that week here in New York, it wasn't.
They weren't ready with the trucks, they weren't ready with the plows, they weren't ready with anything.
And to make matters worse,
the Lindsay administration had a tough relationship with the sanitation workers union, and they were the ones doing the plowing.
They may not have been doing their best work, Cannato says. Voters hadn't forgotten when Mayor Lindsay's primary race came later that year. He lost, but managed to win re-election by running as an independent.
It kind of gave people in New York and outside of New York the idea that perhaps city government wasn't working as well as it should.
And solidified blizzard response as maybe the most important test for any city politician. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.